Last week, I finished the show by warning that I'm not willing to sell out my own integrity, my own principles, for any political party, period. I mean, it's just not worth it to me. Now, other people will certainly disagree. That's why I call it, I finished with a warning, because my attitude puts me at odds with a massive number of Canadians who are totally prepared to lower their standards and ignore purposely misleading statements and other outright lies of the parties and politicians they support. I mean, it's interesting, though. They wouldn't accept that in any of their other dealings, not in their relationships, of course, and not in their business, but somehow in politics, many of us do. And if my email or internet comments are any indication, and I think they are, they don't want that pointed out. I think that's why the SNC-Lavalin scandal was so uncomfortable, because it was so difficult to dismiss with the regular, oh, you're saying that because you support another party, which is a good way of avoiding the issue. In the SNC-Lavalin case, of course, the accusations were bought by political insiders, members of cabinet with something to lose. Jane Philpott lost $84,000 in salary plus a range of perks the day she resigned from cabinet as the head of the Treasury, because she refused to go along with what she said were the misleading statements, and worse, coming out of the Prime Minister's office. Judy Wilson-Raybould also refused to go along, resigned from cabinet. Both were kicked out of the Liberal caucus for refusing to bend their own principles. Liberals, by the way, will quickly point out that every party runs into problems once they become government. I agree, but that's my point. Oh gosh, I can't get over the presidential election in the States with supporters of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, working overtime to ignore the litany of falsehoods and questionable behavior. I mean, is it any wonder that confidence in the entire system is eroding? But it's not just in politics. I mean, anytime you see this in other major areas like business, etc., well, there are dire consequences. Liars' mortgages, come on. They nearly brought down the entire U.S. financial system as the subprime mortgage crisis unraveled. Oh, remember the Greek debt crisis, direct result of lying about the financial state of the country. And that led to dire consequences for the entire European Union. But in Canada, we're entering the federal election campaign, and we better buckle up, because there's going to be an avalanche of BS that's about to come our way. Usually I find it's just misleading statements, half-truths, that kind of stuff. But our only defense, by the way, is to pay attention and learn about the issues. And I'm going to give you just one example today that's flying around and it concerns health care. In a nutshell, the Liberals are accusing the Harper government of cutting health care spending to the provinces. Conservative supporters are responding by saying, no, the health care spending was cut under Prime Minister Trudeau and the Liberals. So, what's the truth about this? Well, it's important to understand the context, first of all, and you rarely hear it. Coming into 2010, federal health care transfers to the provinces were compounding at 6% a year, double the rate of inflation, heck of a lot of people saying that is not financially sustainable. But there's not much the federal government can do about costs of health care and the delivery, because the delivery is a provincial responsibility. The feds can't dictate that the provinces, hey, get more efficient, get rid of waste. Got to remember a report, I think it was in 2002, of the World Health Organization saying the Canadian system wasted billions. Which, by the way, might be part of the answer as to why tens of billions of new healthcare funding hasn't resulted in meaningful change to our access to things like MRI or other treatment and specialties. For the feds, though, it was kind of like a parent dealing with an unruly teenager. The parent can't force him or her to stop wasting the money, but they can cut down on the amount of money they have to waste. That's what was behind it. So in December 2011, Conservative government decreed the total cash healthcare transfer would only grow at the 6% level until 2016-17. And starting in 2017-18, total federal healthcare cash transfers would grow in line, it's quite complicated, with a three-year moving average of gross domestic product, but the bottom line is funding was guaranteed to increase by at least 3% a year. But the first big load of BS to understand when you hear any of this flying around, I don't care which party's saying it, there has never been a cut in healthcare spending at the provincial or the federal transfer level. There has never been a cut in healthcare spending. So that talk is purposely misleading. In political speak, though, they talk about a reduction of growth in spending. Like it used to be 5%, now it's 3% or whatever it was. It was 6-3. But the point being, that's what's being called a cut. And they're doing that because they think you don't understand it. And by the way, way too in the media pay along with that kind of headline. So this is what happened. Given the healthcare spending went up every year under Harper conservative government, did the rate of growth fall? No. The answer is no. It was at least a 6% every year increase until after the first year of the Trudeau government. Then it was mandated by the Harper government that it was going to fall to 3% in 2017-18. So the Liberals aren't correct when they say it was cut under the conservative government. Healthcare spending never dropped. But what did happen is that under the Harper government, they mandated that it was going to drop in 2017-18, and that's what's happened. So, I mean, it's just the whole thing. It's just typical of how misleading the discussion about something like healthcare is in this sort of political context. Of course, the big joke, and I can't leave you without saying this, is that none of the bogus talk of cuts in spending that have never happened have anything. They don't have anything to do with the quality of healthcare. Nothing to do with waiting lists and not getting access to care. In other words, I mean, as I say, it's completely misleading. It's not the right subject. Shouldn't the quality of care be the center of attention? Shouldn't waiting times for access to care? Yeah, it's not. Instead, we sort of have this bogus discussion about spending cuts that never happened, and both parties playing their part.